Good morning, students. Welcome back to our e-learning class of science for class 6, chapter 9, The Living Organisms and Their Surroundings, module 2 of 3. Children, do you remember what did we learn in our first module? Yes, we learned about what is habitat, what are the different types of habitats. Under that we learned terrestrial and aquatic habitats, types of terrestrial and aquatic habitats and various components of habitat. Children, when we think of a particular area or a particular habitat, one thing that strikes us is the specific features of that area and the types of animals and plants live in that area. For example, deserts. When you think of a desert habitat, the animal that comes to our mind is camel. And we start visualizing a camel walking on the sand carrying loads and people. Children, when we look at our surroundings and compare the types of plants and animals found here and other places like polar regions, forest, deserts, etc., we find there is large difference between them. Why do they have these differences in their body designs? The plants and animals that live in a particular area have some specific features that enable them to live in that surroundings. The presence of specific features are certain habits which enable a plant or an animal to live in its surrounding is called adaptations. So, today we are going to learn about adaptations. Different plants and animals are adapted to survive in their habitats. For example, the polar bear is adapted to snow and cold climate, but the camel is adapted to the hot sand and hot climate. So, if you bring the polar bear to the desert and camel to the North Pole, they will not be able to survive because they are not adapted the special features which they need to survive there. Children, do you know how and where are these adaptive features come from? Adaptations do not take place in a short time. Over thousands of years, the abiotic factors of a region change. Those animals which cannot adapt to these changes die, and only the adapted ones survive. Animals adapted to these changes in their abiotic environment will survive. As a result, a variety of organisms live in different habitats. Now let us see how are the terrestrial plants and animals adapted to survive in different terrestrial habitats. First, let us consider a terrestrial habitat like deserts. Children, can you tell me how is the climate in deserts? Yes, hot and dry. How do plants in this hot and dry climate survive? Let us see how desert plants are adapted to survive in this hot and dry climate. In some desert plants, leaves are absent or reduced, and in some they are modified as spines and thorns in order to avoid loss of water by transpiration. Children, do you know what is transpiration? Yes, the continuous loss of water through stomata in the leaves is called transpiration. So, to avoid loss of water through transpiration, the leaves are modified as spines and thorns. In some desert plants, the stem is green in color. Children, can you tell me why are plants green in color? Yes, plants are green in color due to a green color pigment called chlorophyll. Now, can you tell me which part of a plant generally prepares food? Leaves, yes. Leaves prepare food for plant. But in desert plants, leaves are modified as spines and thorns. So, how could they prepare their food? The green stem. The green stem of desert plants prepares food by the process of photosynthesis. For example, cactus. Stems of cactus are thick and fleshy in order to store water. Another feature is that desert plants have a well-developed root system to collect maximum water from deep soils. So, let us summarize the adaptations in desert plants. In some desert plants, the leaves are absent or reduced or modified as spines and thorns. In some plants, the stem is green in color, so prepares food by the process of photosynthesis. Stems of cacti are thick and fleshy to store water. Desert plants have a well-developed root system to collect maximum water from the soil. Children, can you tell me what is called ship of the desert? Yes, camel. The camel is called the ship of the desert. Why? Because of the following adaptations. A camel has long legs to keep the body away from hot sand. It stores food as fat in its hump. It can store water in its body. That is why it can survive for a few days without water. It has long eyelashes that prevent sand from falling into eyes. The camel has strong hooves with spongy pads that helps it to walk fast as on sand. That is what is called ship of the desert. Some animals like rats and snakes in desert remain in burrows during the day to avoid the extreme heat, and they come out during the night when it is cooler. The next terrestrial habitat is mountain habitat. These habitats are generally have cold and windy climate. In some areas, snowfall may take place in winter. So let us see how our plants and animals adapted to mountain habitats. So first, let us consider plants living in the mountain habitat. What are the adaptations of plants live in mountain habitat? Trees in mountain regions are normally cone shaped with sloping branches that help snow to slide down. Some trees have needle like leaves that also help rainwater and snow to slide off easily. Children, you can see the pictures of the plants in mountain regions in PPT slides numbers 15 and 16. Animals living in mountain regions are also adapted to the conditions there. For example, snow leopard. Snow leopard has thick fur on its body, including feet and toes, to protect it from cold when it walks on the snow. Its body color camouflages with the surroundings. Another animal from mountain region is yak. Yak has thick skin covered with long hair to keep them warm. Short and powerful legs help to balance on the steep, icy mountain slopes. Next, mountain goat. The mountain goats have strong hooves for running up the rocky slopes of the mountains. Besides these animals, there are several other animals that live in mountain regions. Now let us move to the next terrestrial habitat, that is grasslands. Children, can you name some animals that live in grasslands? Yes, lions, tigers, deers, zebras, giraffe, etc. Let us see how the adaptive features of some of these animals help them to survive in grassland. Lion. A lion lives in a grassland or a forest. It hunts and kills animals like deer for its food. The special features of lion that help it to survive are its body color. Its body color is light brown, which helps it to hide in the dry grasslands when it hunts for prey. The second feature is eyes. The eyes are in front of the face, allow it to have a correct idea about the location of the prey. Lions have long claws in their front legs that can be withdrawn inside the toes. These long claws help it to capture its prey. Next animal is deer. A deer is another animal that live in forest and grasslands. The adaptations in deer are: a deer has strong teeth for chewing hard plant stems. It has long ears to hear movements of predators. The eyes on the sides of its head allow it to look in all directions for dangers. It has strong, skinny legs that enable them to run very fast. Children, you might have seen on National Geography Channel on TV how deers run to escape from their predators like tigers, lions, etc. Children, here we discuss only a few features There are several other features of a lion, a deer, and other animals and plants that help them to survive in their habitat. Next is adaptations in aquatic habitat. What is aquatic habitat? Yes, water habitat. Let us discuss how the animals living in aquatic habitat like oceans adapted themselves to live in water. Fish. Children, have you seen a fish? Yes. A fish has streamlined body that help them to move or swim in water. But there are some animals like squids and octopus which do not have streamlined body. The body is covered with scales. Fish have fins to move in water. Fish breathe through gills. Gills absorb the oxygen from the air dissolved in water. There are some sea animals like dolphins and whales that do not have gills. They breathe in air through nostrils or blowholes that are located on the upper parts of their heads. These blowholes allow them to breathe in air when they swim near the surface of water. Children, whales and dolphins stay inside the water for a long time without breathing. They come out to the surface from time to time to breathe in air. Now let us see some animals that live both in water and on land. Can you tell me one such an example? Yes, frog. Frogs stay both inside the water as well as on land. Frogs have strong back legs that help them in leaping and catching the prey. Frogs have webbed feet which help them to swim in water. Frogs can breathe through their lungs as well as through their moist skin, particularly when they are in water. Students, till now we have discussed the adaptive features in plants and animals in terrestrial habitat and aquatic animals. What about aquatic plants? Can you give me an example of aquatic plant? Yes, lotus, water lily, etc. Okay, aquatic plants are of two types, submerged plants and free floating plants. In aquatic plants, the roots are very much reduced in their size because they need not spread to a larger area in search of water. The main function of the root is to hold the plant in place. The stems are long, hollow, and light to help them to remain submerged or to float on the surface. The leaves and flowers of some plants like lotus and water lily float on the surface of the water. In totally submerged plants, all parts of the plant grow under water. Some plants have narrow and thin ribbon-like leaves, and in some plants the leaves are highly divided to allow water to flow through without damaging them. So children, here in this module we have discussed only a few common animals and plants compared to the wide variety that live in the different habitats. Here I end today's class. In next class we will learn some interesting features of the living things that differentiate them from other things in their surroundings. Thank you. Stay home, stay safe.